Hey everyone, Gronk here telling you to check out DraftKings.com, my home for 1 week fantasy football.
You're now tuned in to a Mac Bizzo Radio Fantasy Sports Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this edition of Mac Bizzo Radio. I got five things for you should know about week number three. Coming in number five, brought to you by FantasyOmatic.com. Jonathan Stewart is averaging less touches per game than he did last year in the committee. Okay? Every quarterback has scored at least 20 points against the Steelers, except for Alex Smith last year. Kenny Britt has had double-digit fantasy points every time the Rams have thrown 30 or more passes in his last four appearances, okay? 35 players have more rushing yards than the entire Eagles offense. Danny Woodhead has had zero penalties in 8 years, coming in there at number one. So there's five awesome things for you. Brought to you by FantasyOmatic.com, and we'll talk about every week as we do in the matchup show. We'll talk about their algorithm green light guys. But first, let's blast through some player headlines. Optimism about DeAndre Hopkins. Okay, so there's something that you got to keep on a watch list. Go ahead and add Breshad Perriman to your benches in season-long formats and watch lists for DFS. Chris Ivory sidelined on Thursday. Game time decision there. Eddie Lacy, very unlikely to practice on Thursday. Lamar Miller did practice. DeMarco Murray did not practice. The coach says there's a good chance Drew Brees could play in week three against the Panthers. There's also a chance that Tevin Coleman might be able to play despite the fractured rib. Okay, so there's a watch list thing for you. Apparently at this point, the Bears are not ruling out Jay Cutler yet for week three. It looks like Ladarius Green kind of in the concussion problem situation there. 2 in 11 days. So anyway, gotta watch that. That's no fun at all. And some other player news here. Alshon Jeffrey still sidelined. Okay, that's a hamstring injury for him. Lorenzo Taliaferro, he's dealing with a foot injury, okay? On some better news for you, because, going into week three, you know, regardless of your record, okay, I have a span of all records, a lot of 2-0s, okay, a lot of 1-1s. Yeah, there's a couple 0-2s. Don't worry about it. I didn't worry about it. Went through all of them. Upgraded the lineups with the best waiver grabs that you already heard recently this week on the show. So let's get some better news here for you. Kendall Wright, not likely to see Vontae Davis. Now, seems like a little bit more. I think it's up to $5,000 there on DraftKings. But hey, you don't got to worry about salary in your season longs either. So, Golden Tate to see a lot of Chris Harris. So, if wow, this is hilarious. If you listen to the Chris Harris podcast, he has this very goofy thing about a Chris Harris sighting. So apparently, his podcast is so popular that he is going to guard Golden Tate this Sunday. Okay, so keep your eye out for that. We talked a little bit there about DeAndre Hopkins. And, you know, Chris Harris watches NFL film. He's not quite as good as Greg Cosell, but, you know, quirky and you know, worth a shout out there, too, just in case, you know, you didn't know who that was. Definitely picked up Eric Ebron. I thought that in a lot of leagues where I had Scott Chandler, if I wanted to flex in somebody a little bit better that now had been proving themselves, you know, this is kind of why you heard me say at the beginning of the season, hey, I pretty much punt the tight end position. Here we are week two. Look at this guy, 3,300 on DraftKings, and seems to be a bigger part of the offense than he was before. Now, here's interesting news for the... this is a perfect candidate for the recency biased bust candidate, the RBBC, you know, the new one everybody's talking about. So according to Pro Football Focus, Mike Clay, okay, Gilmore has ran 63 passing routes in the last 2 weeks. That's more than Marlon Brown, Kamar Aiken, and Justin Forsett. That's got him 10 targets, okay, which is second behind Steve Smith. Far bigger role than anticipated. So sounds like perfect news. If you can't get Ebron, which I think maybe could be less of a roller coaster ride, but both of them there, fantastic situations. Here's something very interesting. I'm going to break down the games to you in some cool new categories this week, and so hang out for that. But Jordan Reed not listed on the injury report. I'm kind of fading that game there. Travis Benjamin, remember, ran only 9 routes in week 2, and it's a different quarterback now. So there's your beautiful RBBC candidate for, you know, biasy there. DeSean Jackson, okay? Kind of still on your bench there, you know? Maybe, I've got a perfect trade for you. DeSean Jackson for Victor Cruz. You want the Victor Cruz side of that deal. Julian Edelman going to be $7,000 for you. Fair amount of targets there coming his way. And Ladarius Green, I'm telling you, so that's a little bit of an uptick for Woodhead there, which I think is doing pretty phenomenal so far this season. Matt Stafford, you know, some rib issue there, but says he's feeling good. Houston's defense projected with week 3's highest ceiling. That's interesting. That's higher than the Seahawks over Chicago. I mean, that's pretty interesting there. Justin Forsett taking on the Bengals, okay? Supposedly the worst in the league against RBs, but we only have 2 weeks, okay? So I did kind of the fantasy of points against for you on the last episode, the market share episode with all the first downs and everything like that. Jason Witten maybe feeling fine. You got to keep your eye on that. You got to keep your eye on Mike Evans not having restricted playing time. And, you know, hang on to Foster. Keep him on your bench, chilling there. Everything will be good there. And so one of the cool things I want to do is when I list off some of the games, I want to put them in this kind of cool category for you guys. And it's going to help you sort out, because you can do this on your own every week. Super easy, super simple. And then everybody kind of does it to their own method here. But I want you to take the slate of games every week and divide it into some categories, and we'll tell you what they are after the break.
Like, subscribe, or follow Mac Bizzle Radio on Twitter, iTunes, Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher, and more. Be a part of the DraftKings.com community. Use the referral link, MacBizzo, or enter promo code MacBizzo and start earning money now. Make a deposit, pick a roster, and start winning cash now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. Pick a new lineup for any game. Listen here for fantasy football and fantasy basketball advice and cheat sheets customized to the DraftKings.com scoring system. It's easy to win money at DraftKings.com. You are now tuned in to a Mac Bizzo Radio Fantasy Sports Podcast.
All right, cruising back in with you after the break. Again, thanks for listening to Mac Bizzo Radio. Thanks for the follows on Facebook and YouTube, Twitter, iTunes, all of that alike. Thank you guys so much. So here's some cool stuff that you guys can do. Super easy, you know, to just give you just a little bit more of an edge. So when you're looking at the slate of games, you know, you can either, you know, do this in a, you know, if you're real fancy, you could do this in a spreadsheet. I just jot it down in my little NFL notes, you know, scrapbook as I go through week by week here and listen to a ton of podcasts, take notes on all these guys, cross-reference everything. But here's something super cool. These categories, okay? Usually about three teams fit into a category, and then whoever doesn't fit in, we're going to put them into a category called mixed bag, okay? So, for instance, you know, I've got a couple guys, you know, like I'm throwing the Bills and the Dolphins in that category this week. But let's talk about some other ones, okay? So I've got a home favorites category, and then that's actually offense and defense, okay? So I've got three teams that are offensive home favorites, three teams that are defensive home favorites. I've got a category called Road Warriors and Garbage Time, okay? So, if you want to get real fancy for DFS, you can add a category called Fade, which would just be one game a week. For me this week, okay, so let's go and order our categories down here and tell you the games and how I divide them up. So my Fade game of the week is the Redskins at the Giants. Okay, for season long, you know, there's really no such thing as a Fade game. You know, hey, there could be some good offense there. Again, Jordan Reed not on the injury report, so an interesting situation there. Now, category one, garbage time. So this week, I've got three teams that I really think fit the bill. That's going to be the Raiders at the Browns, the Jets at the Eagles, and the Bengals at the Ravens. And I really, in that category, actually like the road-based teams, okay? So now, moving on to the Road Warriors, we've got Steelers at the Rams, Broncos at the Lions, Falcons at the Cowboys. Okay, those are situations where I think that the road teams have a good offensive production advantage against the home team there. Okay, so now here's my home team favorites on offense. We've got the 49ers, okay, at the Cardinals. We've got the Jags at the Patriots. Well, there's an obvious one, okay? You got the Chiefs at the Packers. That's a pretty obvious one, too. Here's the home favorites for defense, okay? You got the Bears at the Seahawks, the Saints at the Panthers, and the Bucks at the Texans, okay? And then all the other games just kind of fall into the mix bag there. So that's like the Bills at the Dolphins, the Chargers at the Vikings, and the Colts at the Titans, okay? So that's kind of a fun way to go through the games. Now I can really focus in and be like, well, okay, my roster construction is obviously going to come from a certain part of this week's matchups. Here's some cool stuff for you. Fantasy points per attempt. And I'm going to list off pretty much about the top, I don't know, 15 to 20-ish here for you. And there's some interesting combos as I go down from the most fantasy points per attempt believe it or not, Darren Sproles. Okay, so if Murray's out and his attempts go up, so will the fantasy production. Here's a cool pair coming in at 2 and 3, Edelman and Julio Jones. Okay, you got Michael Crabtree in there. That's the, you know, could be kind of a flukish situation. Maybe not every game's going to be that many points. Okay, usually not for any wide receiver. Here's a cool pair coming in together. T.Y. Hilton and Demaryius Thomas ranked right next to each other. Jarvis Landry, really like to play him as a single. Steve Smith, risky there. Jordan Matthews, you know, he falls into my garbage time game of the week. And so these are the kind of rosters that I want to generate too, okay? So I can make a garbage time roster. I can make a Road Warriors roster. I can make home favorites offense, mix that with home favorites defense, or I can make a mixed bag roster. And, you know, so that way, if you know, you can kind of pick the games the way you know, based upon, you know, who you listen to, who you like, what your hunches are, and, you know, how many beat writers, you know, you check out their info, how well you know the teams, all that kind of fun stuff. And so anyway, let's get over into the matchups for you now. We'll talk a little bit about that stuff. So, with the Washington at the New York Giants, okay, Thursday's game. Yeah, Jordan Reed, he's got a little bit of speed there. The Giants got that O-line issue like a lot of teams. You know, you're going to hear that a lot in the matchup stuff today. I think Matt Jones more juice than Alfred Morris. It might be possible for Cousins to manage the game better in a run-heavy offense, so they might be able to play time for both those guys. You know, who knows? Shane Vereen could be a little bit on the rise. I mentioned earlier, you know, start to trade for Victor Cruz or, you know, Stash Perriman, you know, those guys who are starting to rehab. Stash them down there on your bench. Maybe you'll get a hungry owner, and you'll even be able to upgrade after the trade that you made them for as you'll get closer to their actual playing time. So, you know, that's a more advanced philosophy built into a basic structure there. Atlanta at Dallas, okay, so Dallas, boy, yeah, needs to really run the ball, but all the backs are kind of shaky, all the major players going out, you know, like I said, I think on the last show, you just need to kind of do the suck for luck campaign, and maybe go ahead and just start giving Christine Michael some playing time, and now that you've acquired him, you know, prep him up for next season, because you got to have a back that physically is the size to be able to take the kind of hits, you know, that kind of back's going to take. On Atlanta's side, I really don't think that Freeman needs to be in a situation where he has a great game running for Atlanta to have play action, so they've pretty much got that nailed, and, you know, maybe even Coleman, like, no, dude, I'm good, I'll go, you know, I'll play. Who knows what's going on there? Who knows how bad the rib injury is? New Orleans Saints at Carolina. Josh Norman, definitely an improving corner there. Saints O-line, just, you know, again, you're going to hear that a lot. The, you know, poor O-line just seems to be the curse of all. Just a bunch of the NFL teams this year. Not really any room for Breeze to move around in the pocket there. Cam Newton could be set up for some yards on the ground. And if you got a guy out like Brandon Cooks, this guy Snead could be kind of a Sneedy play, you know. So just, you know, who knows? Who knows about that? Philadelphia at the Jets. This game here, yeah, Eagles in the nest, pretty much, dude. You know, sometimes there's weird name correlations in fantasy rosters, okay? Like, you could have two R. Matthews, you know, you could have Rashad Matthews, Ryan Matthews. You could throw in Jordan Matthews and have the triple Matthews. Maybe build that into your garbage time roster or something crazy like that. You could do it with the Joneses, the Johnsons, and, you know, sometimes it's just quirky enough where it pays off. And I just noticed some crazy things like that. So anyway, there was a couple of Matthews here in the notes for these games. But Devin Smith maybe or Jeremy Curley could be names on, you know, because Decker and Chris, you know, I talked about Chris on the last show. But yeah, it just doesn't look like it. So Devin Smith or Jeremy Curley. Curley could be the slot guy there, you know. So Fitzy Marshall, Fitzy Curley, if you want to be really crazy. All right, Tampa Bay at Houston. The J.J. Watt, okay, neither J stands for Jameis, as in Jameis Winston. And not a whole lot of defense there in Tampa Bay. Not a lot of speed or pass rush. And Doug Martin doesn't look ridiculously good, but he doesn't look ridiculously bad. And this could be a better bounce-back game for DeAndre Hopkins. San Diego, Minnesota, this matchup here, I just think that it keeps getting better for Stevie Johnson and Danny Woodhead. Now, earlier when I said I don't like to pair Landry with anybody, that there's been one exception this season. He pairs really well with Stevie Johnson, both at a price point and a production. But now we're looking at a situation where Rishad Matthews is actually popping in there too, you know. So these are all, you know, just seemingly consistent somewhere between 10 and 20 point range that they're hitting there. I would expect Adrian Peterson probably to run a lot more. Melvin Gordon over the last couple games maybe looks better than the preseason. The Rams defense is kind of built for this home turf. You know, it seems like they're faster at home than on the road and somewhat location dependent. But I think Big Ben and the O-line are playing well. This should be a game to watch. And it was interesting. I'd put Kenny Britt as a risky play in my notes before I read that Fantasy-O-Matic fact about Kenny Britt and the 30 pass attempts and the 10-point floor. But, you know, moving on, when you got Jacksonville at New England, everybody, I mean, shoot, somebody's grandma could pick the roster with, you know, Tom Brady on it. But where I think the actual fade here is in the offense, Aaron Dobson has had more target attention and more production than Danny Amendola. If you listen to Mac Bizzo Radio, I call him Danny and got no elbow. But, yeah, anyway, you know, Tom Brady, 32 empty sets, you know, and Lewis was in on those. But the fumble thing, the Belichick thing, is just a little crazy. Everybody's so high on him. That's got to be a guy this week that probably is going to let you down. I just super nervous about that. I think I can, you know, get equal kind of points per salary value from a player that, you know, isn't in such a sketchy situation. TJ Yeldon probably looking a little bit better. Yeah, maybe has some potential here. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how that goes. He's on the Jags, but Cincinnati, Baltimore, definitely trouble for the Ravens here. You know, Joe Flacco plays a little bit better at home, but no weapons. Kind of an interesting situation there with Gilmore getting the targets. And I remember, I got to give a shout out to Greg Kellogg for actually, you know what, when he was drafted into the league, bringing Crockett Gilmore to my attention. And if everything's starting to pay off now, well, hey, you know, that's not a bad thing, okay? So some other stuff here to cover. Oakland at Cleveland, you know, this kind of fits into my garbage time game category, you know. So I told you kind of a cool way to, you know, divide up guys, you know. And it's real easy, okay? So you'll go make five rosters, and then, you know, you don't even enter any games. You just make the rosters on DraftKings there, you know. And you make about five of them. And then if you enter each game, each roster four times into a 25-cent game, that's like $5. And a lot of upside there that you can get on your $5. So anyway, super fun stuff. You can obviously play for more than $5, and that's pretty fun too. But about the garbage time game here, Latavius Murray in PPR looks good, but doesn't look good on film. I think Cleveland definitely, like other people, believe that Joe Hayden isn't really looking as good as he could and needs to play a little bit better there. Derek Carr using a lot of these quick drops and short passes there. Yeah, it's crazy to say. I've always said don't have any Raiders on your roster, but obviously there's a changing guard going here because Cooper really fits the pass game, and it's crazy, you know, that Crabtree could complement that. So moving along, though, Indy at Tennessee. I think this is a good situation here for Indy. I think they got a, you know, good run defense. They've been using the tight ends, though, to help the O-line block. That reduces their passing game options. So, you know, you're going to be looking for guys like Moncrief. I think guys like Gore are okay. That fumble for Gore was pretty rare, so don't let that scare you away. And Tennessee's defense, not good. Question mark by possible improvement there. But Mariota, however, I think looking better each week. Just a couple quick notes here about some of the other games. San Francisco to Arizona, you know, Carson Palmer doing well while he is quote-unquote healthy. Whoever Patrick Peterson is not covering at this point, I don't know if it's Torrey Smith or Anquan Boldin, but you probably want to go with the other guy. And San Francisco's defense a little bit up and down, but I think it'll be good. And I think, you know, Arizona getting a little more staff back for the line even this week. On the other hand, Chicago Bears of Seattle, ouch. You've got a super hungry Seattle, a hungry Jimmy Graham. You've got Bears low on personnel. Just a crazy situation there. You know, I feel sorry for the Bears fans, especially the loyal ones there, because that's not going to be any fun in Seattle. Buffalo at Miami here. Yeah, you know, this is kind of that mixed bag category again for me. So Dolphins run the ball is a question mark there. But what's really cool is this Landry-Matthews duo, okay? This is kind of an interesting PPR thing. If you have Landry, you absolutely, I think, want to do this. They're getting about the same amount of targets, and to me that's a reduction for the tight end position there, I don't know. The two quarterbacks, I think they're each looking a little bit better each week. Moving on here, Denver at Detroit. Still too small of a size here, of a sample size here for Peyton Manning. Oh my gosh, people wanted to drop Tom Brady at this time last year after, you know, a couple shaky games, you know. These guys are playing more and getting into their rhythm each and every week. So, you know, don't be terribly concerned about that. Little bit of craziness, you know, in the coverage here for Johnson, you know, Calvin Johnson, Golden Tate here, you know, Denver's got some decent coverage there. Detroit's bad O-line is not going to make it good for Stafford. You're going to have, you know, guys from Denver just swarming on him there. And, you know, for how long Stafford's played, I just think, you know, he needs to get past that roller coaster action. You know, maybe his staff does too. The other game here, Kansas City at Green Bay. Rodgers is just impeccable at home, obviously. There's a slight chance for Kansas City to bring a little bit of some good defense on the road. But good offense there for you. And, you know, it is what it is. So, hey, you want those guys. There are a couple QBs, though, that are ranked a little bit better, okay, on the Fantasy-O-Matic green light rankings this week than Aaron Rodgers, and kind of shocking here. So some real interesting plays. Russell Wilson, Cam Newton, Tom Brady, Carson Palmer, and Aaron Rodgers in the top five. So The obvious play that everybody and their grandma's going to pick is Tom Brady. Okay, let's talk about the other plays that you can pick to help beat those guys after the break.
You are now tuned in to a Mac Bizzo Radio Fantasy Sports Podcast.
All right, so definitely if you're looking at those top five, again, Russell Wilson, Cam Newton, Tom Brady, Carson Palmer, Aaron Rodgers, top five Fantasy-O-Matic green light QBs, everybody's going to go Tom Brady. Cam Newton ranked a little bit higher, just a little bit higher, okay? So that's the difference between contrarian and not contrarian there. Russell Wilson ranked even a little bit higher there. So I think a lot of people are going to be honing in on Tom Brady and Carson Palmer, but all these guys, great start. Don't be fooled by the Nick Foles or try what I told you about. Divide the slate of games into just these few basic categories, okay? So a one game, just pick one game out of the week to fade, okay? Put home advantage players in a group, maybe about three teams per group. You'll see how cool this works out, you know. Home teams that are great on defense, okay? So there's your home favorites, you know, pool. Maybe six teams there, okay? Make a garbage time pool, okay? And make a pool for road warriors, and then everybody else gets tossed in the mixed bag, and you can pull your roster design from each kind of category. So if I know that I'm making, oh, here's my garbage time roster, okay, I'm probably not going to throw that in some cash games. See where I'm going with this, okay? So if I'm making a roster out of all the home favorites, I'm thinking that's you know, cash games versus the GPP stuff there. But let's get back into the Fantasy-O-Matic rankings here. So fun stuff, Andrew Luck at 8. He's got Ben Roethlisberger and Nick Foles right above him. I'm not going to fall for Nick Foles, even with that crazy Fantasy-O-Matic data, okay? He really could get you 19.25 points. I suppose he could. But I'd rather have Ben Roethlisberger, Andrew Luck. I'd rather have Phillip Rivers, Peyton Manning, Mariota, you know, some lower ranked guys. Rather have them. Some surprising names that are on the low end, though. Stay away from Sam Bradford. Okay, Andy Dalton's on the low end. So's Tyrod Taylor. Even Matt Ryan. Joe Flacco. Ryan Fitzpatrick here is on the low end too. And, you know, so that's why, you know, hey, if you want to build a mix of guys, you know, go ahead and make a garbage time roster, because then you don't feel, oh, man, one guy let me down, you know, and then you're going to play it in games that are according to its actual potential. Okay, so let's move on to the running backs here. Obviously, Marshawn Lynch, Le'Veon Bell, Justin Forsett. Okay, DeMarco Murray could be out. This could be a great spot for a Sproles or a Matthews to pop in and take some market share of, ranked at 4th. Okay, that's against the Jets even. Okay, Jamal Charles. Okay, Matt Forte, Eddie Lacy, Mark Ingram, Jonathan Stewart, C.J. Anderson, Lamar Miller, and Adrian Peterson are pretty much your top 12 guys there. A sneaky potential for Abdullah this week, but I think since he burned, what, like 66% of the community last week, you're not going to see a lot of people play him. There's guys like Danny Woodhead. They're going to get a little more attention, again, with Green being out. You've got Isaiah Crowell kind of in the mix there. but some guys that you want to, you know, stay away from. The bottom of the list, you guys, the bottom of the barrel, James Starks, okay, which is what, the number one waiver wire grab right now. Devontae Freeman, you know, the best fill-in guy for Coleman. If he doesn't go, he's at the bottom of the list. TJ Yeldon, a guy that's getting a lot of market share and touches, down at the bottom of the list. Carlos Hyde is down here. Matt Jones is kind of down here, but he's not in the red at all and actually has a tiny little hint of green at 44th overall. And other guys, they just, you know, Latavius Murray at 36. Let's move on to the wide receivers here. Talk about some awesome matchups. Julio Jones this week, I don't care if he's 6. I don't think Morris Claiborne is going to do anything there. And I just think Julio Jones definitely looking good this week. But ranked number one is Antonio Brown, followed by Randall Cobb, Odell Beckham, A.J. Green, Emmanuel Sanders, then Julio Jones, Mike Evans, Demaryius Thomas, DeAndre Hopkins. Don't really like the Macklin ranking at 11. I love Stevie Johnson at 10. Brandon Marshall at 12 makes sense. Terrence Williams at 13 by default. Here's that Kenny Britt popping in at 15 here. If Kenny Britt has a big game, you know he's cheap. If he has a big game and I don't build him into a roster, I'm going to feel really, really, really guilty. But he's Kenny Britt, so I have to expect a zero. Here's the good news. Major cash out lineups have had one or two like bust players in them, meaning like 10 points or less. So maybe you got to face the fear, you know. James Jones here at 14, T.Y. Hilton, Sammy Watkins, Julian Edelman, rounding off kind of the top 20 guys there. I think Roddy White, maybe a little bit more action. Don't think Brandon Carr could give him too much trouble here. Jermaine Kearse could be kind of a sneaky cheap play this week. You know, it is Chicago. I don't think Alan Ball going to give him too much grief there. Some lower ranked names to be wary of. Gosh, Amari Cooper. Okay. Allen Hurns may be better this week than Allen Robinson. Okay. But if you got one, you kind of need the other. You got to have the Allen and Allen. Yeah. Michael Crabtree. If Hayden is on Crabtree, he'll definitely have a little bit less of a game than last week. Brandon Cook's injury issue, you got to kind of watch it there. Don't expect a lot, I think, from Pierre Garçon this week. A super contrarian play. The guy that would be guarding Victor Cruz this week, Brashad Breeland. Maybe Reuben Randall, you know, but the Thursday game was on my fade list there. So anyway, I don't know, maybe Randall has a little bit of a bounce back game. Something kind of crazy there for you. Could be a better game for both Andre Johnson and Brandon Coleman. Dante Moncrief actually might see a little bit of defense here from Tennessee, you know. Who knows with that situation. But a crazy guy, if you wanna name out of nowhere, Kansas City wide receiver Albert Winston. Okay. Yeah, you're going deep for that lucky guy. You know, throw him out there. Yeah. Let's move on. Those are pretty low-ranked guys. Let's move on to tight end here. So Gronk at number one, Delanie Walker at number two, which is really interesting. Keep an eye on him. I think if he comes back, he could have a fantastic game. I don't like Jared Cook at number three. I definitely think I'd pick elsewhere. Martellus Bennett there, possible touchdown this week, but you got Cam Chancellor coming back. Jordan Reed, watch the injury report. You know, Saturday night he could pop up on there. Who knows? Travis Kelce, always a solid play. I'm not quite sure about Charles Clay or Garrett Graham. I suppose you have to change Garrett Graham with Crockett Gilmore, which would put him ninth overall. You know, he's going to see some DJ Swearinger possibly. And I don't know. I think this is the week, though, for Jimmy Graham. Last week, somebody that I was listening to said, hey, I really think we should play Russell Wilson and Jimmy Graham in a tournament combo. That didn't work out for you this week. So I think people are going to fade that combo. And I think this week, especially with the news and the matchup, yeah, I think this week could do some damage in that direction there. I do like the Eric Ebron play coming in 17th overall in the rankings here on Fantasy-O-Matic. Just a little pinch of green, so not really any caution there. And, yeah, really low-end play, Gavin Escobar. Tyler Eifert, I really don't like this number 32 ranking. Okay, could be seeing possibly some Will Hill. And I just think he's going to be a little bit better than that, but I wouldn't expect top five, you know. So let's move over and talk about some of the defenses that you're going to like this week. You're going to like the Jets, the Broncos, the Panthers, probably the Patriots, you know. I don't see why not there. The Green Bay Packers, you're going to like that. And, yeah, you know, so there's some guys for you. I want to talk about some people that are trending here for you. And talked about the experiment last week by honing in on all the players that have all the best analytics for them and then building rosters only out of those players. It definitely generated a very tight, low floor of points. And so I think, as I've been talking about, can really focus on that as a fade report, okay? So here's some running backs, you know, salary-wise, especially for DraftKings that are trending here. So Deion Lewis and Marshawn Lynch, okay? Huge price difference between the two. Talked about how low of a ranking James Starks had and how risky of a last-minute lineup decision swap it can be for daily fantasy, but not at all for seasonal long leagues. And Jamaal Charles in there. So, you know, if you want to go high at running back, you could try Jamaal Charles and a Marshawn Lynch there at 7,400 each. If you're over on FanDuel, probably, you know, a little bit different on the pricing there. Deion Lewis, even 6,700, Forsett, 72. Marshawn Lynch over there, 8,700. But if we move on to wide receivers, back to DraftKings here, 8,900 Antonio Brown, Brandon Marshall 6,200, Demaryius Thomas 8 grand. So, you know, big difference, that extra $900 for Antonio Brown, huge difference there. But T.Y. and Marshall kind of in that same similar price range there. So, you know, that could be an interesting combo there for you. Jordan Reed 3,800, Larry Donnell. Wasn't it last year where he didn't even start himself in his own fantasy league when he had that big game? What was that big game against Washington? Damn, I'd have to Google it. Anyway, I just kind of got a hunch about that. But let's hop over and knock out a couple more FanDuel guys there for you. You know, just, you know, to keep in the back of your mind. Jason Witten, okay? Emmanuel Sanders. Ah, we'll do more on the next show.
You have been listening to Mac Bizzo Radio. Like on Facebook, follow on Twitter, subscribe on iTunes, listen on Blog Talk Radio, and more. It's all at Mac Bizzo.